April 25th, 2024, JEDCO Executive Committee meeting.
Penny, what is this?
I guess I can.
Is Jerry going to approve that?
I'm not voting in favor.
He's calling in, right?
Welcome, everyone, on this Surrey Classic and Jazz Fest weekend to the JEDCO Executive Committee, April 25th, 2024 meeting. And let's start with Pledge Allegiance.
Pledge Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This morning, I'd like to welcome our guest, Reed Smith, with the Parish Attorney's Office. Welcome. And we'd like to move on to the approval of board absences for today, April 25th.
And Billy just walked in.
Oh.
Billy, you're right here.
Okay. Sorry, I had not. So, the board absences. Jocelyn Frank, Joe Ewell, and Mike Farenhold.
Move to approve.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Then approval for the minutes for March 28th and April 11th. If you recall, we had a special meeting on April 11th. So we need a motion.
I move to accept the minutes.
Brian?
I can second.
Stephen? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Any public comments on the agenda items? None. And move on to unfinished and new business. A resolution to authorize JEDCO's president and CEO to accept the $2 million award from the Economic Development Administration for the design, engineering, and construction of a food and beverage incubator in Churchill Park, and to execute any and all documents necessary to meet the requirements for award acceptance and to carry out the provisions of this resolution by advice of legal counsel. Annalisa?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So I have very good news. We have not formally announced it with a press release or anything because we need to accept the award first, but we did receive word earlier this month that the EDA, the Economic Development Administration, they've sent us a notice of intent to award us with $2 million for the construction, for the design, engineering, construction of the food and beverage incubator here at Churchill Park. That, in combination with matching dollars from, including from the JEDCO Finance Development Corporation and Jefferson Parish Council and Louisiana Economic Development, that is a $4.2 million award. So, huge deal. This is going to be the first build construction here at Churchill that will serve private business directly. And it's a huge need for the region. As I've mentioned in a few other board meetings, we had received a little over a year ago a USDA sub-grant in partnership with Geno Wink and LSBC to really engage in a needs assessment, and heard overwhelmingly from dozens of businesses, including legacy businesses here in Jefferson, LSU, who has a food and beverage incubator, and many startups and small businesses and existing food companies that actually had to leave the state, that this facility was needed. And so we were encouraged strongly by Geno Wink, by partners, and actually by EDA to apply for this award. So it's very exciting that it's happening. It's going to be a multi-year process. You know, we have to, of course, engage all the work, you know, to bid out this design and engineering and then construction. So it's, you know, not a small project. It's going to be very large. It's going to be really exciting. I'm very, very pleased, and I hope you all are too. But of course, we do need board approval and authorization to accept this award. You'll note the resolution, we did include language saying that this was contingent on, you know, legal review And that has been completed since the time we wrote this memo. The parish attorney's office completed review of all the award documents in terms of conditions and said everything looks to be in order, and so we're all set there from that standpoint.
Fantastic news.
I'm here to answer any questions.
Is $2 million going to be enough?
No, it's four.
For design and engineering.
Yes, it's $4.2 million. That is for the actual build-out of the facility. It does not include the furniture, fixtures, and equipment. That's a really good question. So we still have a gap there, and a few years to identify it. We actually received word from CSRS, who is engaged with the parish on a number of grants, that we are in consideration for $1 to $2 million for FF&E for the incubator, but it wouldn't be confirmed quite yet. And then there are a few other sources that we might go for, CDBG money, for example. That could be a good source of it. That is still in need. So I'm sure I'll be back here again to hopefully anyway, to talk to you all about going after additional funds. And Jerry may speak to you as well. But that, yes, that is a need that we'll have to identify in the next 3 years or so.
You mentioned design. Has it been designed? Has nothing been designed yet?
No, we have preliminary, you know, floor plans, basically.
Right.
You know, had talked with St. Charles Parish and received their design, their blueprints of engineering design drawings for their facility. But no, we would have to competitively bid out the design and engineering for this. So that's part of this process.
Will there be a needs assessment in terms of what kind of food physical facility that startups might need?
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, if it's going to be beverage, that might
correct.
Be totally different equipment or layout or setup then.
Yes.
You know, is that where the greatest need is, or is it, you know, seafood processing, or is it
right.
spice mixing?
We talked to a variety of different companies and got a list of actual equipment that is needed, like because of the different products that are being made here, but a bottler is definitely one. There's a lot of beverage companies.
Does Latrim make one of those?
Good question. I don't know, actually.
We might want to ask Latrim to get involved with it.
But like dressing, spreads, liquid beverages, those are all. And so, you know, there's a list of different equipment. We'd have to also, we're going to talk internally, but I think it would behoove us to, and we have some money for you know, administrative and contractual oversight too. I think it would probably behoove us to contract with a food and beverage expert to guide that, because we have a preliminary list of equipment that's needed, but I think it would be very wise to recognize that we are an economic development organization. We're not food and beverage experts, and so it would be good to bring in those experts to make
and,
sure we're
and then in years in the future when it's done, operational, there'll be an operational cost as
yes,
well, I assume.
Yeah, we received a proposal based on some of the projections from St. Charles Parishes that showed the like amounts of rents that would be anticipated. And then this would be if we were to engage with Xavier University, their entrepreneurship center. They expressed interest in actually overseeing, helping with the oversight of the management. And so they put together you know, the costs of management and the leases in, and actually expected, based on their projections, that it would be at by year three, it would break even. But we do need to talk about that internally to see if we want to have that be something we contract externally or have staff support.
Again, it's a little early, but I think that an ongoing subsidy of some sort
yes.
might be an important component
yes.
because the gap is really for companies to go from the garage and then go into this type of operation. And then before they get to sort of the larger scale, which is, you know, large manufacturing, et cetera. But there are other commissary kitchens. They just cost money.
Mm-hmm.
So the gap will be, and they're, you know, they're probably physically situated in a better locations. So the gap will be the price point.
Yeah. Is there is the concept that the company that's in the incubator also contributes to
yeah,
the
they would pay a
okay. yeah.
mm-hmm.
okay.
rent, yeah.
Is there also a timeline in terms of how long we have to spend the money?
We had projected in the original timeline that we would be done with construction by the end of 2027, but that was also anticipating hearing about the award earlier. So once we accept the award, we have a kickoff meeting with the EDA project officer, and then we would talk a bit more about that timeline. But I think we have several years. I think we have up until either the end of 2027 or it might be 2028 by their rules. I actually can't remember right now.
Okay. If you said by their rules, just curious, from the time you wrote up the request for the grant, anything come back surprising you as to what they would expect for their, either their expectations or their timeline?
The process so far, so we applied, this was under disaster supplemental funds, so from Hurricane Ida. And the process so far is we submitted the application and then they came back with a variety of different questions. There was like a preliminary acceptance, but saying it merits further consideration, but then they said, but we need to know X, Y, and Z. And you'd think I'd remember since I submitted all of them, but it's a wide range of questions they had, but they were all fairly simple. We did have to convene our architectural review committee, Churchill Park Architectural Review Committee, to have them provide their support of this, so we did that. We had to adjust some of the matching letter language. We had to provide clarity on the fact that both Jerry and I were authorized representatives. I think that was the bulk of what they needed. We had to actually engage in the NEPA process, the National Environmental,
That's kind of awful.
Yeah, so we had to publicize at our building, at the Yenny building, the DGP, and then in the newspaper, we had to send it to a variety of different neighbors and community organizations that we were under consideration for this award, and they had to, any comments had to go to the EDA, and that process went smoothly.
If you guys need any help writing the advertisement for architects, I read a lot of those.
I'm sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I really want to commend Annalisa. I know the EDA wanted us to submit, but had it not been for Annalisa's promptness, ability to, respond very quickly to their questions and, just basically providing a very comprehensive and awesome and, just like a compelling, grant. So I want to compliment her and thank her so much because this is big. This is big for us.
Great job.
I'll move to approve the resolution.
Okay, second. Jim? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passes. Now, a resolution to approve unbudgeted revenues and expenses in JETCO's 2024 Special Projects Department schedule to allow for such expenses and fund reimbursements under the award of technical assistance grant dollars from Louisiana Economic Development. Annalisa?
Me again. I think it was 2 months ago, I shared with you all that we were receiving additional grant dollars from LED to support the seafood industry. It was $40,000, and it was basically to provide support for staff time, but the bulk of it is going to a branding and promotional campaign for alternative oyster culture in Grand Isle. This came out of some recommendations from the previous grant. We had done this, very focused event where we took restaurant owners and chefs down to Grand Isle to see the burgeoning alternative oyster culture work happening there and to connect them, and that was really exciting. And we learned, really something that could help is to help elevate this this work happening there, to provide a brand. A lot of other oysters across the Gulf have these fantastic branding, like Murder Point, for example, and alternative oyster culture in Grand Isle is a bit of a mouthful, no pun intended. So we did approach Deep Fried, also an appropriate name. They are a firm that did JETCO's rebrand and logo, so we know we work really well with them. They're very excited to do this comprehensive campaign, like a brand identity campaign strategy and video production to really highlight the work happening down there, to work closely with the oyster farmers. And they are able to do all this for the budgeted amount of $20,000. But in order to start this work, we have to approve these dollar amounts because we didn't know we were getting this grant when we approved the 2024 budget. So this would be basically approving the unbudgeted expenses, and we'll put it in the first amended 2024 budget in June, but we're going to anticipate having some expenses before June. So it would be the $40,000 in expenses, and I included the different categories, and then the $40,000 in revenue. So it will be a even. Net zero even, but we want to be able to pay invoices, et cetera, and ensure that it's approved to do so.
Excellent. Any other discussion?
I'll move.
Jim?
Second.
Second, Michael. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passes. Now our monthly financial report, March 2024. Jennifer?
You have the March budget to actual comparisons in your packet. Nothing really out of the ordinary. Another $200,000 received for the occupational license revenue, which we received monthly for the first 3 or 4 months, and then the bulk payment in the final month. Like I said, nothing out of the ordinary in expenses. I'll share with you that the audit committee approved the 23 draft on April 16th, so that'll be presented to the board in May. We completed the renewal of property and liability insurance for March 30th, and we were able to adjust some of those premiums and insurance policies, bringing down our cost by about $76,000, so we're able to put that back into the budget. And like Annalisa mentioned, we are working on the 24 first amended budget, which we'll bring to the board in June for approval. Any questions?
Okay, no questions. Could I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay. Second? So, Jimmy? Motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
No. Motion passes. And now,
Jerry?
President and Jerry. Lacey.
Right, some of you might be wondering
new and approved.
Whereabouts. as you know, he's on the board for four kids at the Zurich. So he's been working there all week. But this morning, he's giving welcoming remarks to our site selectors that we brought in, about 10 of them, from different areas of the country and representing different industries. So he's doing the welcoming remarks. Then Cynthia Lee Shang will do a presentation about, you know, Jefferson Parish, our infrastructure. Then it's on to site tours. They're going to hop on the boat at the Port of New Orleans and then ride, you know, get to see all the development of industry along the river. They'll stop in West Vigo, where Mayor Villiot will be there to welcome them, and they'll actually do a drive through here at Churchill Park. Of course, Avondale Global Gateway will be a part of their tours as well. This was all planned almost everything was done single-handedly by Janet, and I know Janet's not here this morning. She's our Director of Industry Recruitment, but I have to give her a huge shout-out and just, you know, incredible job of what she's done. She has excellent ideas. She's had to deal so much of planning, and with site selectors, you never know. When they say they're not coming, and then at the last minute they're coming, or, hey, can I bring my wife? There's just a lot of you know, and admin work and a lot to sort through. And she, I really fully believe that at the end, when this is all said and done, and we meet, we debrief, we talk about what worked, what we could improve, I think we will have a model of, you know, best practice of how to handle these site familiarization tours going forward. So I'm really excited about it. But anyway, Jerry's doing those welcoming remarks this morning, and then he's headed straight to the TPC for the Zurich to help there. But I wanted to share a couple of things, and then he asked me also to share a couple of things with you all. First, the KHA Affordable Properties pilot that our board approved just in March. We brought it to the parish council last Wednesday, and the council approved, and then also to the Kenner City Council last Friday, and that the council approved that as well. So, and again, just a reminder, that covers all of the entire portfolio of the Kenner Housing Authority of Affordable Properties in Kenner. Also Latrim, that Latrim pilot we brought to the council as well, and that was approved. So both of those we'll be seeking to coordinate with Myra and Stephen, excuse me, for signing soon, or executing. Then about West End redevelopment, I think Jerry might have talked about this in a previous meeting, but just to kind of explain where we are, the City of New Orleans and Jefferson Parish want to be able to develop that again as it was prior to Katrina with commercial uses. And the state, it seems, that we have a lot of support. We have legislation to pass. I think it's House Bill 654, brought by Representative Hilferty. So this legislation would allow for the lease of the land to the City of New Orleans and require a joint effort to release an RFP or RFQ for developer to develop that site with commercial uses. And then a CEA would be established between all three parties to basically present how the tax revenues would be shared. You know, because I think in the past Jefferson had the commercial, you know, tax generating uses in its, you know, district, but then City of New Orleans had the parking lots. Anyway, we're going to make sure that we're divvying up our tax revenue in a way that all parties will be happy. And it has a lot of support. Again, that bill, Jerry doesn't see any issues with it. Moving on, I think it's up for final Senate approval later this week or next week.
When we last talked about it, I think there was a question of which parish would have more say in the control. Did that ever get sorted?
That I think will be established through the CEA. Okay. I know that this calls for the actual bill says, you know, Jefferson Parish will have the ability to.
Oh, good.
It has a lot of power in this.
Good. I think that changed.
Yeah.
I think before Stephanie wrote it in a way that.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah. No, it's. I read it this morning. I thought it. I understood it very well.
Good.
Excuse me. So the next item he asked me to share is the NAI, which is a national real estate brokerage firm, now has control over the marketing of Avondale Global Gateway site. We've connected with them. We'll actually have a meeting set with them for next week or the week after to better understand their strategy. And apparently it will be marketed for sale or for lease. So we want to make sure that we're in line with their efforts, and we're recruiting, you know, advertising that site as it should be appropriately advertised. So we'll let you know about that meeting, the results of that after. excuse me. And then, oh, Gene, you're going to be super happy about this.
I like it already.
Gene, was it last year when you said, you know, you talked to the whole board about the lighting of the Huguenot Bridge, that being an excellent idea, marketing tool, especially to highlight the West Bank and that connectivity. We've had some progress since. I know Annalisa and I were calling this and that, our New Orleans Public Belt, the Port of New Orleans, doing some research. Well, Jerry had a conversation with Brandy Christian with the Port of New Orleans, and there really does seem to be a genuine interest in doing this. So we have a meeting set up pretty soon with Brandy and others representing the New Orleans Public Belt for this project. So we're And there's a lot of support for it, but of course, with the parish administration, Cynthia Lee Shang is super excited about it.
Awesome.
You know, we hope that we could get it done in time, which we won't be able to, but for the what is it, 200?
The bicentennial.
That's like less than a year away.
Yeah, so we yeah. know, but we may be able to somehow, you know, do some kind of a event to kind of kick it off with that, so.
That's
anyway,
exciting.
I know, it's Thank exciting.
If there's a need for, I guess, for me to chair a committee or anything as it relates to Jedco's participation, I'll be happy to, you know, chair that if y'all would like.
Oh, we'd love just, your continued involvement.
Let me know.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. You made my day.
Oh, good. All right.
And you're on a roll, Dean.
There you go.
The little things that make a difference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It is a big thing. It is. It will be.
It looks like the Crescent City Connection used to look if they put.
Yeah.
And now with LED, they can change colors
right.
very easily.
Right, yeah. All sorts of that's themes with the lighting. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the City of New Orleans or Crescent City Bridge is going is
working
going
back,
through
yeah.
the process
yeah.
to light that bridge.
Right.
So it'll be wonderful, just an exciting, you know, touristy kind of thing, too.
Sure.
So thank you for that idea and your agreement to
excited.
Participate moving forward.
It's really, Jefferson Parish really hasn't had, like, an iconic landmark building.
Yeah.
You know, we've had the Pelican and geography and such, but I really think that that bridge could, you know, be something that just associates with the parish. It's an engineering marvel.
It's a great story.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to look great when you're flying in at night and everything right there. So
awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
We'll get there.
Excellent.
And those are my updates. Do any of you have any? Oh. Huh?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Linda's here.
Linda, yes, well, please share about Tarrytown.
The facade improvement program, mm-hmm. which is funded by the parish council, the local councilman, Marion Edwards, as well as our two at large kicked in a little
yeah,
at the end
right.
to help get us to where we thought we needed to be to have enough cushion to make it work. It will be up to $8,500 per household. We are hoping that we're going to be able to do up 30 for sure, but upwards of 35 houses, depending on
great,
exactly
yeah.
what the allocation is for mm-hmm. for each house. We are receiving applications right now, and as of yesterday, it was up to about 60.
That's awesome.
Oh,
my.
Great. And it still has several weeks.
We have several weeks,
oh,
and
wow.
people who are not technology-oriented mm-hmm. are going to come to the library.
Yeah, Monday we'll be there at the Tarrytown Library.
Yeah, to help people who need help yeah. with the applications. And the it will be done by lottery. We will be picking 10 primary and 5 backups, I think we've decided.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because some of the primary 10 may or may not, you know, people don't know cost. If they're asking for something that's a $30,000 project, there's no reason to assign $8,500 and get just not even be able to scratch the surface. So all the ones that are picked will be inspected by Noel to make sure that it's, you know, within a reasonable expectation. Also the beautification, Jefferson beautification is, I think this week, they're going to approve at least one tree for each house.
Oh,
which
wow.
trees are the most
That's
expensive landscape.
Yeah. Know?
So, things that are, let's see, painting, replacement of doors or windows, anything on the outside facade. I expect, in based on what we're getting in, there's a lot of, like the rest of the area, sinkage and cracked sidewalks and driveways, which make, and I'm thinking we might be able to get a little more money from another source on some of that for our next round. Because of the safety issue of people slip and fall,
right.
and we've had some issues with that I think we may be able to get a little extra money. But at any rate, we have what we have. The lottery will be held on the 24th of May.
You said 30 to 35, but you're picking 10 and 5. How
we're because we are giving in groups of 10
oh,
in
okay.
one. Contractor.
Okay.
It's really hard to get a contractor to come out for $8,500
sure,
worth of work. But if you give them a group of 10, it makes it worth their
okay.
while to do all of them at the same
and
time.
And you're hoping to get
three,
a round of
like
three rounds.
Yeah.
Yes,
awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And this is a pilot program, so we're hoping that it goes as well as, quote, it has so far, except for the slow time frame. Everything seems to be rolling along fine. So all of the council people are waiting to see how it done
right.
does, because they're all wanting to do something of a similar nature. And we wrote it to where it can be pretty well adapted to any of the different districts. So we're excited, because, you know, we've got the uglies, right?
Yes.
And that's something that Cynthia
yep.
identified, and we put together a group in this very room
right.
some years ago. To address housing stock issues, et cetera. And this is the first real dent I think we're putting in the uglies, as Cynthia calls it.
Great. I know we're sharing it through our network, through the chamber. So
a lot of interest and a lot of eyes on it. So
great.
To make sure that it goes right this first time,
yeah.
you know, we're being especially careful
yeah.
on it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a grant.
It's a grant.
It's a grant.
Can they, this is probably way farther down the road than I'm guessing, but can they do the front with the grant and then do the sides with some more?
They can enter into a contract, if they like the contractor, they
yeah.
can, but ours comes first.
Yeah.
We want that done. We don't want to get confused with, oh, we're engaging him to do this, 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 and this, and that comes before. We want to get our grants out there done.
Right.
And then if they want to engage, we have a contract that pretty, it's a very simple thing, but it spells out all of that in the contract.
If they want to spend some more money and do the garage door.
Where, as a matter of fact, what we're going to do, because it'll be scattered, you know, Tarrytown's huge.
Oh, yeah.
So in the beginning, we even thought about picking a street right. and just doing it so you could really see what it would look like. But what we're going to do is take before and after pictures, yeah. and then we're going to make a collage. We're going to make it look like a street.
Awesome.
And put it together so it, you can demonstrate exactly how better how much better it's going to look. So.
Do we have a graphic regarding the library session so that we can share specifically that for the people that are not?
We don't, but we can chat about that.
Okay, yeah. Just send me whatever you have. I know there's a lot of Hispanic families in Tarrytown. So.
Well, that's a really good idea. We let Blake Patterson know, but
he's been calling.
Yeah.
He's still. He's very interested in this.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Share on social media.
Do we have somebody to water those new trees in August?
No, that's also a disclaimer. There's a disclaimer on that in our
you're responsible for your own tree.
Once the tree goes in, or grass, or any living thing, you are responsible.
Yeah.
We will not come back and replace it.
Right.
That is all very well spaced.
Exactly. Yeah. People are amazing.
And Linda's been the champion of this. She's been, seriously, it's really incredible.
Awesome. Thank you, Linda.
Just determined to get it done, because we've talked about it. When was the housing start?
I think it was
2017.
Yeah. Well, 2015 was the Jefferson Parish.
And we
Jefferson
built the house. Parish. The house went great. That went very quickly. Mm-hmm. It sold right away. We got all the money
that
back.
That was 2020. Yeah, COVID.
And then COVID hit.
Cool.
So really, that two-year period, we really couldn't meet or do anything meaningful.
Yeah.
So it was after that. It was really a good year after we settled down. So we've really been working on the actual program just since 2023.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So it's come together quickly once we were able. The big thing that I found amazing when we all started going online and looking all over the country to see if we could not have to reinvent the whole wheel,
mm-hmm.
almost all, I'm going to say 90% of the programs out there for facade improvement are commercial. Are multifamily. There are very few residential, and it's because individuals own these houses. It's a little harder to put these mm-hmm. partnerships together when you're dealing with, you know, Mary Jo and John
mm-hmm.
Q Public, and everybody's got a different idea of what they think they want to do. So in any event, that was shocking to me that there were just almost none. We found a few and were able to take one from this one from that. But basically, this whole program was put together from scratch.
Yeah, we had a few like virtual meetings. The other programs were so kind to share their lessons learned.
Once we found a few of them.
I know. But they were in different areas, different built environments, et cetera. So it was interesting to see. Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations. I think it's a great idea and much needed. So any other updates or comments? Hearing none. Okay, need a motion to adjourn.
Oof.
Michael, second. Okay. Jean. Everybody have a great weekend. Jazzfest, wherever you're going.
Nice.
Stay safe.
Yeah, thank you all.
Right.
Appreciate it.
I have another meeting and
thank
then I'm going
you.
Out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You have anything?
Have a good round, Mike. Yeah.